Welcome to the Tipsy 2.
Well, I've taken the advice of you and our other good friend, Heidi, and I have been trying to watch The Blind Spot. Is that what it's called?
The Blind Spot?
Okay. Is that what it's called?
I think it's
on Netflix. It's The Blind Spot.
The Blind Spot. Are you talking about with the tattoos?
Yes. Yeah, so I watched that.
Are you sucked in?
I am sucked in. She's a badass.
She's awesome.
I did not know. And there's other multiple seasons, right? Mm-hmm. Was this on regular TV?
I want to say yes, but I'm not sure. I think it was.
And there's like
six or seven seasons.
Oh, good. That means I can like super binge when I'm making stuff.
It is so good. I'm honestly only on season three right now because I'm like literally binging like 10 other shows right now. But it is so good.
So, without telling or spoiling anything, so the guy, the main guy, the cop, mm-hmm. and that those two, that's the girl. Is that the girl that he...
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Okay.
I don't know. You're going to have to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's good.
Because I honestly still don't know.
Oh. Okay.
But there was something where it was like, you know, he definitely thought that it was, and then now we're not sure, and then it was.
And
we keep going back and forth.
And his father was being blamed?
Yeah.
So, yes. And that's kind of where I think I only got like four or five episodes in.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of getting in. And I'm the next thing I need to get into, according to you, is The Hunting Wives. I'm hearing that's a really good
one.
But I was like, okay, I've seen
M-G.
It. So I'm like, okay, I'm scrolling through Netflix, what to watch, The Hunting Wives. I'm like, that sounds scary. Hunting. I was like, yeah, you know me, I'm out. So then you bring it up to me. So then I go, let me see what people are saying about this. And the very first comment was, I thought I was a married straight woman, and now I'm a full-blown lesbian. I'm like, what does this show do to you?
Seriously, though.
Because like, I'm not even joking. I'm already on the cusp. This could send me over. I'm just kidding.
No, seriously. Like,
I'm just like, what is this about?
I didn't hear anybody talking about it at first, and then I was just scrolling through Netflix because I started watching Animal Kingdom, which we'll get back to. And I saw new Hunting Wives, and I was like, Hunting Wives? Are we, like, doing something mean to men? All right, let's do this.
No, I'm just joking. Save
just
later.
Kidding. I'm just kidding. But, so I started watching it, and literally the first episode.
You got hooked?
I was hooked.
Oh, okay, so I'm good. I'm excited.
Like, oh, my gosh. But I love the cast. It has, let's see.
Brittany Snow.
And it has, I always pronounce her name wrong. Mullen Ackerman.
And I think she is so cute. And you were saying she looks real cute.
She looks so good.
Like, is she like the main badass?
Hot. Yes.
Oh,
she is.
Okay, good.
And then, what is it? Christy Metz.
Christy Metz. And she was from This Is Us.
This Is Us, yeah. And then, who is it? Dermot.
Yeah, isn't it his name? Dermot? He was from My Best Friend's Wedding with Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
is he cute in that? Or
he is cute. He's got a little bit of white
he's a silver fox right now.
He's silver fox. But it is so good. I actually literally, it took me like 3 days to watch the season.
Yeah.
And I'm praying to God that they come out with another season because it ended with, you know, the opportunity for another season. So good.
Okay.
I love it.
I'm excited about that. Yeah.
Like, you're going to watch it and be like.
You were like, it's hypersexual. I'm like, great.
It is, though. And a lot of people are talking about that, like with Brittany Snow and Mullen. But it's like, you're almost kind of like.
Oh, my. You can't see. Brittany was married to that guy. Okay. Let me see if I got this straight. Brittany was married to a guy that was on Selling Sunset, but not Selling Sunset, Selling OC.
Selling the OC.
Yeah, Selling the OC. And
I can't remember his name.
They got divorced. Like, yeah.
Yeah, because and now, then he started something with
one of the agents. Yeah, like a typical
weasel. Like her, though, because, like,
I love her.
She was in, what's the main one? And here comes my dementia. But
and I know it, but I'm gonna
Merrick,
let her
what is
continue
it?
To.
You know it, but you're gonna let me continue to do this. What is it?
They sing.
Yes. Tell me.
I have dementia.
We're just gonna sit here in silence until she says it. What show is it?
It is the Cup Song. It has.
Yes!
literally couldn't think of it either. Next and I was trying to make you feel notes. Bad for not thinking
we
of
need
it.
To take notes. So our attention doesn't help? Kick in.
I know.
Again, she was on that. And
we would be like, so terrible on Family Feud.
We always say that. I would. Like, everybody would hate me because I'd be like, oh, I know it. I know it. I know.
Time's up.
Shoot. Yeah, but no, it's actually really it's really good. And if they do a season two, it's going to be awesome. So I'm hoping for that.
I can get right through one season pretty quickly, so I'll be all caught up. We'll talk about it again.
And then the other one that I'm watching is Animal Kingdom. My daughter turned me onto that, and I only I'm still going through I think I'm on episode 2 or 3, but I think it's really good too. I don't know too much about it right now. What I could just see is there's a lot of drug dealing and stuff like that. But
I'm are we in Africa looking at the animals?
No.
What in the National Geographic is going on?
Right. Yeah. No. So I got to catch up on that.
And this is on Netflix too?
On Netflix too. Okay. Yeah. So
there's a lot of shows.
Yeah. A lot of shows going
Have you,
on.
Didn't you ask me if Jax is dating Brittany? Or not Brittany.
Well, I asked you if Kim Zolciak. Is this true or is this fake? I'm the authority figure on it. Well, because you have more time and you're watching all of the shows and I'm all over the place. But I did happen to see something. I don't know if it was on Facebook or Bravo News or something. Yeah. I think it was on Bravo that Kim Zolciak and Jax Taylor were dating. And I was like, this is not true. This cannot be true.
Wasn't she dating Chet Hanks?
I don't know.
Tom Hanks's son?
Oh, maybe.
Because they were on a reality show together. I don't remember what it was called.
I honestly don't know how that will pair out with...
Can you imagine you're bringing Kim Zolciak? Chet's bringing... To Tom Hanks? What is going on? He would be like, what is going... No, what? It's a no.
Am I being punked?
No. Yeah, I'll be like, and your allowance is cut off. This is,
No, I don't know. But you know what? It makes sense for her and Jax Taylor to be together, I think.
They're two toxic wackos.
And we're going to get so much hate for that.
They are lovely. In fact, no. Actually, Jax, I'll stand on all 10 toes down. Jax is an a-hole. Full force. Full fledged. The things he has done to Brittany. However, I've seen backlash on Brittany. Which I can't imagine, but that's what people are saying.
What are they saying?
They're just saying that, she's doing, that she's not any better, supposedly. Because did you see the clip where she was like, you got to go to rehab and, you were on coke or whatever. And then he was like, so are you. Oh. Did you see any of that?
I think now that you say it, I think I did. Yeah.
And so people were like, she's trying to play it off like she's just this. And, she did file for divorce while he was in rehab. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of awful,
right?
But in a way, it's like knowing her, she's so easily sucked back in by him. Mm-hmm. And if this was the strongest that she is while mm-hmm. he's gone, and this is the time to strike, then you got to just do it when you can have the strength to do it.
No, I don't know. I haven't seen, I think, was she one of the ones that we reviewed last week?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
She wasn't?
No, okay. Thank God.
Oh, thank God.
But Brittany, or Jax is he's losing his bar too.
Oh, is he already?
Yes. Yeah. They've
already been open.
Oh, it's been open.
Oh, okay.
And people say that it's always dead in there. So apparently he's I don't think he was a full force, full fledged partner. I don't think he had to invest money, but they kind of just used his name and his,
Right. His clout. Yeah.
Yeah. His ability to sell things with social media and stuff like that, I guess. But I've heard they've already taken down the big Jack sign or whatever. And that I think they're going to, the real owners are going to do some sort of rebranding to get, I think Jax is going to be bankrupt pretty soon.
Probably. I don't know. I think the best thing, and again, this is just our opinions, but I think the best thing for him to do is just go back to Florida or wherever he's from.
He will get so sucked in Florida.
Or go somewhere where it's not Hollywood or, something where he has to have that persona, and maybe just try to go and live a normal life.
His only hope is porn.
Probably.
I think he's from Tampa, and I think that's the porn capital.
Oh, shit. Well, don't go back to porn.
Like, if you want any kind of a redemption arc, yeah, avoid Tamra.
I did start watching the new Housewives of the OC.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you started watching that?
Yeah. But really quick, too, do you know that Jax is not going to be on the Valley anymore?
Yes.
That's why I'm saying, like, I feel like bankruptcy's coming. He's about to lose everything.
Yeah.
And what was funny is that I heard he's quitting the show. It was his choice to, you know, step away from the Valley because he wants to make less income. So Brittany has to give him alimony.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. He's a weasel.
You're like, I heard.
Like, my sources, TMZ. Also, other people I know in the Bravo universe, no one. But yeah, so that's what I heard, had heard. But yeah, oh, I know. I'm kind of excited about what's going on the Orange County.
I love that Gretchen's back.
I know, you love Gretchen.
I love Gretchen.
Everybody's already making fun of Gretchen's hair. And
why? Leave her alone.
I know. Emily's the one. Emily's making fun of her hair. She says it's like Lego hair. Like, you can just, like, stick it on. Because it's, like, so perfectly put in place.
That
and
is it, probably
and
true.
She says it doesn't move. Emily is such a hoot to me. But and everybody's ganging up on what's the girl?
Christy.
Who?
Christy.
Who's that?
The new girl that came on last year.
Katie.
I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah. Katie.
Yeah.
My God. I just watched it yesterday. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. She's...
Like, she hasn't done anything that any of those, Tamra, have done 10 times worse. You know what I mean?
100%.
Like, I think she was probably just trying to, like, it was her first season or whatever, and just trying to, like,
I just don't, she's on a full apology tour, and I'm not entirely sure why.
I know.
I guess she, like, recorded Shannon and kind of showed somebody else the recording, and it was a little bit done behind her back.
Right.
And Shannon's like, you know, you can never be trusted because anybody that would do that would never have any good intentions. So you are awful, and you can't be trusted. Did you see how she stormed off, and then she goes, like, she's like, you left your grilled cheese. She threw that little subtle shade in, and Shannon said on Watch What Happened Live, she said, oh, that's okay. I mean, I went right back and got another one. And you never leave the grilled cheese behind.
No, I haven't watched What Happens Live yet with it, but I mean, what's wrong with that? I record you all the time.
She really does, and it's awful.
No, I don't. No, I do not.
You take very unflattering pictures.
Here we go. Here we go.
An album that is labeled
Rebecca.
It's not labeled Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Blackmail.
You know what? You never know. You never know.
Well, I have, like, a couple of you that you just never know.
I know. I know that. So let's go back to you real quickly. Have you decided that you're going to Nashville?
Yay! I have decided if you can change the weekend.
There we go. See, it's always something with her. I can't go this weekend, but if you could change the whole weekend. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, I mean, if you can, I can go. So it's just one weekend sooner. But
yeah, I think that'll be fun. We could go down there.
Change
and,
reservations and your whole life.
My whole life, or I'll change my whole life around. I think it'll be fun. So
I know. It's like four other people are like, well, if we change it, I can't go. And you're like, but Rebecca can't, so we're going to.
I'm okay with that.
We'll catch up when I get back. No, I'm just kidding.
We've been doing we started out doing, like, drink, you know, this is what's in our drink and this is how we make it. Now we just come in, pour the Tita's in there, the club soda, stir it up.
Mainline.
They're half gone by the time we start the pod.
This was already gone before we even started. Look how happy I look. It kicks in towards the end. It gets good.
It sure does.
It
sure does.
Because that's when it gets good, folks. Okay, I'm excited. I've got some homework. I got to watch The Hunting Wives.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to become a lesbian.
It will be hard. It will be hard because you're like, what the hell is that?
I'll try to watch it in front of my husband. It'll make him wildly uncomfortable.
Oh, speaking of Chuck, though, real quick, let's back up. Did you sent me a picture of Chuck at Tom Tom, didn't you?
Yeah, Chuck had work in California. And I was like, oh my God, you're my old stomping grounds. So I was like, go to Rodeo Drive, do this, do that. Go to Sir, you know, with the Bravo in me. I was like, go to Tom Tom, you know, all the places. And so he goes, okay, I'll look up, you know, he has no idea what to do on Rodeo Drive.
But
he's like, what?
I know. He's like, Gucci. You know.
Like, honey, I'm at Goosey. I know.
Dolce, is that like an ice cream place? No, it's not. But no, he ends up, he went through Rodeo, and he said that, I said, you have to go to West Hollywood. Because that's, I think, where Sir and Tom Tom and all those places are. So he got a cute little picture of Tom Tom or whatever. I said it to you.
That would be fun. And then I said, we should do that. Yeah. And then you were immediately like, we'll make Merrick go with us. And I was like, yeah, right.
We'll shoot a pod.
Shooting a pod in front of Tom Tom and Sir. And well, I don't know.
I do feel like we don't, we do have an opportunity to get a little bit of footage maybe in Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That'll be fun. I'm just going to say this, like my ex was like, a couple weeks ago or something, I had posted something and I didn't even use like the main filter. Like I just use like a natural filter or whatever.
He didn't recognize you.
And he was like, just stop with the filters. I'm like, listen, if I want to use a filter, I will. And you know, I mean, I have, you know, like.
Jen will say there's no shame in my filter game.
And there's really not. There's not. I don't feel bad about it. Mm-mm. If you don't like it, don't look at it. But, I, you know, like one time I did use like the one with like all the makeup and stuff. And then I went back and looked at it. And I was like, oh, holy shit. Like, why did I do that? But I found a nice natural one that, you know, gets the wrinkles out, you know. And if I want to do that, damn it, I'm going to do it. And so can all of you.
I don't have Snapchat, so I don't have all the fun filters. But whenever she does a selfie with me, I'm always like, I've never looked better.
I look so good.
How do I get this in real life? Like, but it's, I can see how it'd be addictive. So I don't want to get involved. So I just stopped taking pictures.
It's so funny. Like when my other friends, like, we're like, oh, let's do a selfie real quick.
They already know. Okay.
They're like, do a filter. I'm like, duh.
My phone knows nothing else.
My phone goes directly to the filter option.
Glam, glam, glam. And I feel like we should end on this little note. I don't know who has not heard this yet, but a full-fledged UFO is coming in November. Okay, people, get ready. Start working out. Start hoarding supplies. It is this giant mass that's the size of Manhattan. Okay, it will be here in November. Stop shaking your head.
Like, are we thinking like the beginning of November or like around Thanksgiving?
Like, I'm hoping I'll get out of cooking Thanksgiving this year. But I'm not joking. And they said that there is no like comet trail, so it's not a comet. And that it, the way that it's shaped and structured, that it is definitely a UFO. I don't know. I'm just telling you. Okay, I'm going to do more investigating. I have more homework to do. So.
Well, okay. So then we need to start stockpiling. I know we're trying to end this, but I follow this girl on TikTok and she's like prepared for anything that could come at us. Aliens, you know,
Bigfoot,
zombies, whatever. And her basement is like, I need to find out where she lives so I can go straight to her house. And like, literally, like I went down to my basement. I was like, I could probably put some shelves up here. Maybe I could grab an extra water at Sam's Club, like the next time I'm there. And then I saw
on Q-tips, what could that be used for?
I saw on TikTok and I have it in my cart and I'm going to order it. Actually, two of them. It's a battery pack that is like solar. You know, uh-huh. So for your phone. So that's in my cart. And then they have these straws. Have you seen the straws?
No.
So you could take a straw, this straw, and it has a filter in it. So if you're stuck outside in the wilderness or somewhere, you could take the straw and put it in the creek or the river or pond or whatever, and it filters your water for you.
See, if we would have actually signed up and got chosen to be on Naked and Afraid, like what I originally wanted us to do... We would have learned some survival skills.
We would have been on the way there. We would have been holding each other like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
And do you know why? Not because of being naked. I'll get naked right away. That doesn't bother me. It's the bugs. I already know.
It's the snakes for me. I watch Naked and Afraid all the time. And I'm like, no.
The welts on their bodies.
Like when they're sitting on the ground and they're like.
Their whole coochie is like. Out and about. What is crawling up their hoo-ha? I don't know.
No, you and I would never. That would make great reality TV for you and I.
we would be holding each other in the back of the truck to get dropped off, and then we'd be standing there.
I will tell you right now, okay, so after you get completely naked and you're horrified, you have that one little sash they give you with a pouch, you know, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I think you get like one supply, like a little thing to make fire or like a hatchet, I don't know. But all I know is that where we jump out of the pickup truck, get naked, and they drive off, I'm immediately making shoes.
And a bikini.
I feel like I would too. A something.
I'm like, we would have to like find the twine or whatever it is.
It's the big palm leaves. Palm leaves. And then you weave and you make shoes. Immediately making shoes.
We would be. I would let you do that because you're all creative.
Oh, yeah. I'm like a really good stuff.
I'd be like, give me some high tops.
Yeah. And I'm like, these are your Gucci slides from the forest. But I already know that just the thought of my bare feet walking on hot desert, hot in swamps where they have to get to a place where they need to make camp.
No.
Do you know how long it would take for us to make shelter? We would be huddled crying under one like palm leaf, sobbing.
Torrential downpour. Yeah, like, with one leaf over our head.
And like one flip flop. And that's it. And we'd be screwed. You could forget about hunting for actual food.
Oh my God.
A whole bush of berries, we're screwed. Because, and by the way, I wouldn't even know what berries to eat, by the way. Then we would be so.
We would be dead. We would be like, these berries look so good.
Yeah, and then they make you high and hallucinate, or I don't know, kill you, or have explosive diarrhea. Like, we would be such a disaster in the wilderness.
We would be the ones to get attacked by a jaguar or.
Oh,
anaconda.
You know how people have to get medically tapped? I'd be like, I have a full headache. I have a headache, sir.
She's not going anywhere. Your ass is staying right here. She's fine. She's being a baby.
Yeah. And then 5 minutes later, I'm talking you off the ledge. Like, it's a disaster.
Oh my God.
I don't even think I could camp in an RV. So, so when this UFO comes, okay, we are so screwed. That's how I know we're screwed. You're worried about straws.
Well, I mean, like,
okay, you take your filter straw out into a stream, or what are you doing? Are you just going to find a stream, or are you going to dig until you get water?
I mean, I'm sure I'll find like a river or a creek or something somewhere, or I could just like, you know,
you're at a swimming pool.
Oh my God. Okay.
So damn lucky. I'm going to just tell the UFO to come and get me. Because honestly, I'm tired of paying property taxes.
Beam me up.
I'm tired of doing a lot of things, honestly. Mowing is another one I'm tired of doing. So just take me. Just take me. I mean, you know, use my body, probe it, whatever you do. And then just like get it over with. It's fine. It's fine.
You would be like, can you just grab Jennifer Harper too?
I will come without a fight if I can bring my bestie.
We will be up there like, hi, welcome to the Tipsy 2. We are in the UFO. Like,
probe her first because she has a higher tolerance for pain than me. I'll just squeal like a little sissy. You do not. I am not the perfect person for this. Yeah, I know. We're a mess. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to think of a name for our fans. You guys come up with suggestions.
Oh, my good Lord. Okay. Yes. Come up with suggestions, or we will.
Should we try
and
to...
you won't like it. Oh, should we do the high?